From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. When lawmakers return to Jefferson City this week, it will mark Todd Richardson's first full session as Speaker of the Missouri House. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, members of both parties are optimistic about the Poplar Bluff Republicans' ability to lead.
After House Speaker John Deal abruptly resigned, Richardson rose to the speakership at a time of turmoil. Now that the dust has settled from Deal's departure, Richardson says he wants to improve the ethical climate of the Missouri General Assembly. That includes curbs on lobbyist gifts and more robust financial disclosure requirements for legislators.
I want to have a very intentional strategy very early in session to make sure we put the legislature in a position to actually deliver substantive, meaningful ethics reform to the governor's desk.
While other speakers have made similar promises, Richardson says he can break the streak of futility by passing single subject bills as opposed to a great big ethics package. But House Minority Leader Jake Hummel doesn't think that any ethics push is complete without campaign donation limits.
Anytime you have someone that's writing $1 million check to one candidate, you've got a perception that the legislature or the elected officials are bought and paid for.
Still, Hummel and other Democrats predict Richardson will be fair with them. And that's why State Representative Tommy Pearson has high expectations for Richardson's first year as Speaker.
And he's got a good head on his shoulder. I don't think he's going to let anything go.
Richardson will likely stay on as House Speaker through 2018. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Health officials say floodwaters blamed for at least 25 deaths in Illinois and Missouri can carry hidden risks from the sewage and other noxious pollutants they contain. Tens of millions of gallons of untreated sewage have spewed since last week into the Merrimack River near St. Louis, and those plants remain offline Tuesday. That waste has and eventually will flow into the Mississippi River and south to the Gulf of Mexico. The St. Louis Rams are officially angling to move to Inglewood, California. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum explains, there's no guarantee that the team's relocation bid will be successful.
The Rams filed paperwork with the NFL to leave St. Louis for the Los Angeles area. They joined the San Diego Chargers and the Oakland Raiders in trying to bolt for L.A. Committees examining Los Angeles relocation efforts will look over the applications this week in New York, and the NFL's 32 owners will meet in Houston next week to potentially take a vote on the matter. To move to another city, a team must secure support from 24 of the league's 32 owners. Unless the Rams and Chargers team up, it may be difficult for the Rams to reach that threshold. Even if owners reject Rams owner Stan Kroenke's bid to move, there's no guarantee that the billionaire businessman will sign on to a proposal to build a $1 billion stadium on St. Louis's riverfront. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says changing ethics laws is a priority during his final legislative session as the state's top executive. During a Tuesday press conference on the eve of the 2016 session, Nixon says he wants to restore campaign contribution limits and ban lobbyist gifts. Other changes that Nixon recommended included stopping the practice of allowing lawmakers to immediately become lobbyists after leaving office. Legislative leaders have also outlined ethics as a main goal for the session, and this momentum follows the resignation in 2015 of two lawmakers accused of inappropriate behavior toward interns. In other state news, a bipartisan legislative duo wants to add more teeth to Missouri's anti-racial profiling law. As St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports, they introduced the Fair and Impartial Policing Act today.
The legislation proposed by Democratic State Senator Jamila Nasheed and Republican Representative Shamed Dogan expands the amount of data officers would have to collect during traffic stops. For the first time, they would also have to document pedestrian stops. Police departments whose data indicate a long-term pattern of racial profiling would face extensive monitoring and the possibility of being disbanded. Dogan says the data collected since 2000 show the current law isn't doing its job.
Racial profiling is already illegal, but we just haven't been taking action on it. The disparity in traffic stops has actually increased over the past 15 years.
Dogan says he hopes the Republican-controlled legislature at least holds a hearing on his measure, but says he has no assurances it will pass. I'm Rachel Lippman.
A pre-filed bill that would recreate the Missouri Water Patrol already has a vocal opponent, Governor Jay Nixon. He called the proposal a mistake and told reporters on Tuesday that the decision to fold the old Water Patrol into the State Highway Patrol was the right move.
When Colonel Johnson could bring anywhere in the state water rescue resources and get them there in a timely fashion, that unified command structure brings us all the assets of public safety from the Highway Patrol section in a unified way, and I think is important.
The Highway Patrol-Water Patrol merger was passed 6 years ago following several proposals to shrink the size of state government during hard economic times. Several critics blame the merger in part for the drowning of a man in 2014 who fell off a Highway Patrol boat while in custody. The reward is growing for information in the death of a bull elk that was found mutilated in southeastern Missouri. The Conservation Federation of Missouri Executive Director Brandon Butler says the reward hit the $4,340 mark earlier this week. Butler told the Springfield News Leader that people are, quote, outraged. The elk was discovered December 29th in Shannon County with its skull plate and antlers removed with a chainsaw. The mutilated animal was among about 130 elk that are part of the State Conservation Department's effort to restore the population. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.